Tabitha here with the Empowering Psychic Podcast, and I have a quick mini message for you from Spirit and always for the highest good. Take what resonates with you and release the rest. If you're feeling exhausted, or when you're feeling exhausted, this is a sign that it would be beneficial for you to ask for your spirit guides to come in and to help you get through whatever it is that you're currently experiencing or what you've been experiencing, because exhaustion is really an accumulation of a ton of energy just being bombarded into your energy field. There's just so much going on. You've got to do this, you've got to do this, you've got to go there, you got to go there. And in these moments when you're feeling so tired, so burnt out, so strung out from everything that is just happening around you, your angels and your spirit guides are here to tell you and to reassure you that, for one, you're not alone, and that you need to give yourself a moment to come back to this space where you do feel centered, to come back to the true version of you where you do feel exuberant or happy or at least content, right? Where you feel lighter and easier. And of course, that's really what we all want when we're feeling exhausted. Like, we know that we're just so exhausted, but we keep going and going and going and going. And in those moments, it's like, what can you do? Your angels are here to tell you that they're here to help you recognize that you're not alone. And you can ask them to come in closer to you, actually. You can ask them to come in closer. And you may or may not feel their presence, but I do want to say that you can trust that their presence is there. And you can ask for them to help you, give you what you're in need of in this very moment. So I was gonna say you can ask for energy, but maybe that's not necessarily what you need. You might not need another surge of energy. Maybe what you need to do is more or less regurgitate all of this energy that you've been taking on and to send it up and out the door. So this is a good technique that you can do where you are, in a way, you're like pulling this energy out of you. So you can physically do it with your hands, like energetically, where you're making these movements of, like, just, if you can imagine, like, taking your hands above your head and just flushing them down your body, and you're like just making these movements around your body, and then you're sending them out the door. Literally, if you want, open up a window or a door and send this energy up to the light. I had a profound dream once where, I'll never forget it, I was helping my friend heal, and in the dream I asked, why or what should I do with this energy that my friend has taken on that is not her energy? It's not her to carry around anymore. What do I do with it? I've heard people say put it into the ground or flush it down the toilet, but the answer that I got was to send it to the light, because the light can take anything and everything. It can take on this energy. It can take on what is no longer yours to have. It's no longer yours to keep. And it gives you this sense of freedom to where you just send it to the light and ask and trust that it will be used and restored and always for the highest good. And what happens to it after that doesn't so much matter. What's important is that you take the time to recognize when you're feeling exhausted. Try not to take on more. Take a moment to release this excessive energy that you've probably been subconsciously taking on. This could be from your job, to your family, to your friends, to your career, to your obligations, to your role, to moving, to anything and everything. And if you keep taking it on and on and on, it's just going to give you this sense of exhaustion. And of course, rest is going to help you. But oftentimes after we rest, which does give us additional energy, like the energy that we need, right? This is like positive light energy. it does help, but we then oftentimes still have that heaviness on our minds. But to send it off to the light and to ask for reassurance from your angels and your guides is really helpful. And there's no need to make things perfect. There's no need to feel like you have to have everything right. There's no need to take on others' burdens. It's a little different than holding space for someone, because in that moment you're not necessarily trying to take their hurt from them and taking it on. You're just holding that space for someone or something or a situation or an experience. But when you're feeling exhausted, in a sense, just find yourself surrendering, asking for your angels or your higher self or your spirit guides to come in closer, to give you what you're in need of this moment, whether that's rest, and to release the rest into the light, and to ask, to feel, and to reset yourself, to get back to that sort of neutral position where you're not exhausted, but you're not also overly the top, to where it seems surreal, like you're in this perfect space of vibration. You know, I've heard that nature is actually the perfect vibration of energy. So that's another way that you can ask as well. You can ask nature to heal you and to give you what you're in need of. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.